As a reminder for media members on the line, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for the coaches here this morning. We now welcome onto the call the head coach of the New Hampshire Wildcats, Ricky Santos. Good morning, Coach Santos.
Hey, Rob. How you doing?
I'm well. Congratulations to your team going on the road for picking up its fourth straight win, defeating Stony Brook 20-14. What impressed you with the way your team played on Saturday?
Yeah, first and foremost, that was a really, really tough, hard-fought victory. Very good team. You know, they were physical on both sides of the line, and they really, you know, took it all the way to the end there to find a way to win. So, you know, first of all, I was impressed with our defense. I thought we did a good job bending, not breaking. You know, we let up some yards in the run game, but we did a good job in critical downs of kind of hunkering down and finding a way to make a play. You know, they were 0-for-3 on fourth downs, which was huge for us. And they did a good job picking up the offense after, you know, the one strip sack fumble we had. You know, the defense stopped them at midfield and held them to no points, which was critically important. You know, and offensively, we did a much better job on critical downs. We were 7-14 on third down, and we kept the chains moving. You know, and then we did a good job. The yards weren't there, but we did a good job controlling the ball in the fourth quarter. We held it for nearly 12 minutes there to kind of have a stranglehold on the end of that game. So really proud of the offensive line and find a way to gut one out against a really, really physical, you know, front seven that Stony Brook had.
Four straight win for your team, but the first one so far on the road, and to get it over a nationally ranked team, tough place to play at Stony Brook. How big is that for the confidence and momentum of your team?
Yeah, it's huge. We know week in and week out in this conference, it's going to be tough, and it is, you know, in our belief, the best conference in all of 1AA. And you saw this week, there's a ton of parity. Anybody can beat anybody. So we wanted to play inspired and find a way to get our first road win, and we were able to do that. And you know, we're just looking forward to kind of, you know, living one week at a time at this current moment.
Got a couple questions in queue for you if you'll get those for us, Renz.
Your first question comes from the line of Mike Lee from Portland Smith Herald. Your line is open.
Hey, Ricky, how you doing?
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
I'm good. Listen, you got Michael Balsamo back at linebacker this week. Could you just kind of give me a take on what he was able to do for you, what it means for you guys to have him back, and also maybe just the way the whole unit has developed since the start of the season in his absence?
Yeah, I mean, there's a reason why he was named captain on this team. You know, he's an instrumental leader for us. You know, he's the guy who gets everybody lined up out there. You know, he's a vocal leader. He leads by example. He's somebody that just does everything the right way, and he epitomizes what it means to be a UNH Wildcat. So really gave us a huge spark for us. He flew around. You know, he had five tackles. He had a TFL. He acclimated himself very well being out there for a couple weeks. So we were very encouraged with him. And then overall, I think just the defense continues to make strides. You know, they're the unit right now that's leading and paving the way for this run we're on.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Your next question comes from the line of Greg Media from Daily News Record. Your lines are open.
Hey, Ricky, you just talked a little bit about it with Rob in terms of the parity across the league and the competitive games that were going on this weekend. But you guys went on the road to beat Stony Brook. Do you consider it an upset? I know they were ranked, but you guys were hot, having won three in a row. You made it four in a row. Do you consider it an upset, or is it? How do you kind of chalk it up just in terms of the parity across the league and that kind of deal?
No, I mean, I think it's, you know, guys, Coach Mack has done a great job over the last few decades of building a brand of football here. And, you know, every game we go in, we expect to win. You know, we respect every single team we play. Unbelievable coaches, really, really good talent from top to bottom in this league. But there's an expectation, you know, why you come to the University of New Hampshire, is to win tough games like that. So it's just, you know, we didn't look at it as an upset. We look at it as the next opportunity, you know, as on our relentless chase of greatness. And we're just trying to do that day in and day out and stay in the moment and play tough and play for one another. So it was just another opportunity for us to prove ourselves, and we were excited to get the win against a tough team.
Got it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Your next question comes from the line of Kevin Tresolini from Delaware Online. Your lines are open.
Hey, Ricky, how has Elijah Lewis from William Penn High School here in Delaware been a valuable asset for your defense? What have been his important contributions for you?
Elijah's incredible. He's a tireless worker, one of the toughest guys we have on the entire team. He does a really good job of being able to play his gap and, you know, command a double team a lot of times in the run game. So he opens up some lanes for the linebackers to play free and play downhill. And he's also, you know, twitchy enough and explosive enough where he can beat some one-on-one battles during pass rush. So we're very encouraged with his progress, and he continues to get better every single week. So he's one of our guys.
Hey, Ricky, obviously, you know, your concerns will be squarely on the present on Saturday, but you've had some, you know, some fun times in Delaware Stadium. How will coming back here, you know, kind of stir some wonderful memories for you? And obviously, how important was that 2004 game and just kind of igniting your career?
Yeah, I mean, definitely some great memories. You know, obviously the first game that I ever played in. You know, we had that great comeback in the second half, and then the battle against, you know, Joe Flacco in 06 was tremendous, you know, great experience for me as a player. But for me, it's, you know, those are great fond memories, but I'm not going to pull on those at all. You know, it's my job to lead these young men in the current Wildcats, and we know it's going to be a very, very tough place to play. It's as challenging and as tough an environment in all of FCS. They have some of the greatest fans you're going to find. The place is going to be packed. It's going to be sold out. It's going to be it's just going to be an unbelievable atmosphere and just a great opportunity for us to go down there and try to steal one.
I know. Sean, you know, would always say, you know, he played here too. He would always say that even though it's a difficult environment to play in, opposing players really enjoy playing here. Would you echo that too, Ricky?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, you come and you play at a place like New Hampshire in a conference like the CAA because you want to play at venues like this. They do such a good job of generating a good fan base, and it's going to be high energy. But yeah, we're excited for this opportunity. It's going to be a really, really fun atmosphere.
Thanks, Coach. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Your next question comes from the line of Daniel Fiend Gamer from Hero Sports. Your lines are open.
Hi, Coach Santos. Just a quick question about your true freshman quarterback. He picked up Rookie of the Week honors this week, Max Brosmer. Do you see him as kind of ahead of schedule as a true freshman, or is he kind of exactly where you guys anticipated him to be, or even ahead of time?
I mean, I don't want to kind of put a ceiling or where we thought he may be or anything like that. We're just trying to progress week in and week out. I will give him credit that he is you know, he has a poise about him for a young 18-year-old kid. The moment isn't too big for him. He loves the process of getting better. And, you know, at the quarterback position, it's all about how you prepare week in and week out and day in and day out, more importantly, and your, you know, your willingness to study your opponent, to look at defensive intent, to understand some of the nuances of what the other team is going to throw at you. And he really, really, he relishes those moments and he enjoys it. So he's somebody that we're very encouraged with, and, you know, hopefully he continues to take the next step as the season moves along.
Thank you, Coach.
Thank you.
Ricky, you talked at the outset about how well your defense played. Max Oxendine, first career start for Pop Lacey, makes a team high 9 tackles. Just talk about Max's performance and how long do you think he'll be in there with Pop's injury?
Yeah, we were very, very pleased with Max and how hard he played. You know, he's been wanting to chomping at the bit. He was injured a little bit early in the season, and he was frustrated. He finally got back healthy last week and got an opportunity and really, really thrived. You know, did a good job. That position defensively has been getting everybody lined up. So he had a lot on his plate, not only being his first start, but able to kind of communicate with the guys in the middle there. So tremendous job, 9 tackles. He just flew around all day. And I think, you know, right now we're trying to figure out exactly how long Pop's going to be out. You know, he's scheduled to get surgery today, and then we're going to reassess it. So hopefully it's only about, you know, 3 or 4 weeks. Hopefully he can return by the end of the year.
We don't talk often about special teams, but you got some excellent play. Not only Drew Sanborn, who was recognized averaging 46 yards on 4 punts and put 3 inside the 20, but then Jason Hughes comes up big for you again on some kicks. How big were those two guys on Saturday?
Yeah, I'm glad you highlighted that, Rob. I wanted to touch upon that as well. Yeah, Drew, 46-yard average, 2 inside the 50. I mean, 2 over 50 and 3 inside the 20. I mean, he flipped the field the entire day. And, you know, as offense going against a really, really tough Stony Brook defense, we needed him to kind of pick us up a handful of times, and he did that. And then Jason continues to improve, you know, week in and week out. He had 2 for 2 in the long of 42 yards, so he's doing a tremendous job for us, putting points on the board when we need him. And then another guy, hometown hero, Dylan Lobby, You know, he had two returns for 77 yards in the KOR game and along the 45, you know, and that long return sparked a scoring drive for us. So, you know, it was tremendous. It was a great, homestead for him. So really encouraged with all those guys.
All right, Ricky, thanks so much for your time here this morning, and I look forward to talking again next week.
Appreciate it, Rob. Thanks. Take care.
All right, take care.